Today I ran across a wonderful passage of Scripture as I was reading in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 4, that led me into Psalm 91. And I just had to share it with you, this wonderful golden nugget of truth. Jesus said in John 15 and verse 4, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me." Abiding in Christ, dwelling in Him. And this is where the believer is. In Psalm 91, I had a reference there to Psalm 91 in verse 9, and also to verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Our abiding place, abiding in Christ, He that dwelleth, He that lives in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, beloved, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is that secret place of the Most High. Now notice verse 9, "Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." Yes, He's our dwelling place. We abide in Christ, and Christ abides in us. "There shall no evil befall thee." Yes, how many times God protects the believer. How many times He shields us about from harm and danger. How many times in my life I have come so close to death, and yet have been delivered and have been protected. When we were in Hawaii, every 4 to 5 years, we would come home to visit the churches that supported our ministry in the islands of Hawaii. And so we would travel some 80,000 miles visiting different churches scattered throughout the United States of America. And many, many times we would come within just a few inches of death. Many times as we would be driving down the highway at a high speed that was allowed by the speed limit, and we would meet another vehicle going in the opposite direction, and just a short few inches apart, we would pass one another hurling down the road. And had we met head on, we would certainly have gone into eternity. Yes, the Lord protects us who know Him as our Savior. He is our protector. "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." Now, I remember as a young person, our youth department, attending our youth department at church, our youth director was able to arrange for us to go out to the sanatorium. It was a tuberculosis sanatorium, about 18 miles from San Angelo, Texas, where I lived. And so we would go out to the sanatorium, and we had a pump organ that we'd take along, and we had a young lady that would play the pump organ, and we would sing songs at the tuberculosis sanatorium. Now, the reason these people were in the tuberculosis sanatorium was because tuberculosis was very contagious. And so they were kept in this compound of some 10 or 15 buildings that housed the tubercular patients. I don't know how many thousand patients there were there that were housed in this compound. And we would go there exposing ourselves to the tuberculosis in order to sing to them and to share the gospel with them. And yet the Lord kept us from catching that dreaded disease that was so contagious, and that these people who had it were being forced to stay in this compound. If they tried to leave, the police would come and get them and put them back into the compound. Some of them would slip out, and the police would go and get them and bring them back. And so it was for the protection of the rest of the population from the disease. And this is what the Lord says, "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling." And the Lord did that for me. He protected us from the plague and from the tuberculosis. As a matter of fact, that's where I met my wife. And that's another story, but she was miraculously healed of the tuberculosis. And sometime I'll tell you about that. And then he goes on to say, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways." And I know the angels of the Lord have protected me many, many times. Verse 12 says, "They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone." I remember a number of times when I have been marvelously protected, and I know the angels of the Lord were there shielding me about. I remember as a young man that I was helping my uncle, who was campaigning for the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C., for the district that he lived in. And he had asked me to come. I was still a young man in high school and just a teenager, and he had asked me to come and bring my guitar, and he would set up his microphone on the edge of a street corner, and he had speakers, loud speakers, on his car, and he'd get permission from the city and to make a political speech. And so he would have me to sing some songs to collect a crowd. And when the crowd came, then he would give them a political speech. And I remember one night when we stopped at a motel there, a place to spend the night, and you walked right in off of the road where you parked the car, walked right straight into the motel. That place where we would spend the night, it had two bedrooms and a bathroom. And so we walked in, and like a young man, I wanted to see everything. And there was a man in one of the bedrooms that was putting a new light bulb in the light fixture. And there was a door there, and being curious, I opened the door to see what was in there. Well, it was pitch black. I assumed it was a closet, but I stepped in, and when I did, my foot dropped down a step. It dropped down into a lower level, and so I figured, well, this is just a closet that has a lower floor in it than the floor of the bedroom. And so I thought I caught myself. I just went forward and caught myself on the back of what I thought was a closet, and then I pushed myself back with my hands on either side. For some reason, I didn't step any further. I turned around and went back in and closed the door. The next morning, while I was waiting to get into the bathroom to clean up, I thought, well, I'll look in that closet again. And so I opened the door, and to my shock and amazement, sunlight hit me in the face that was reflected off of a concrete slab at the bottom of a flight of stairs. I tried to reach what I thought the previous night was the back of the closet, and I couldn't reach it. I sincerely believe that an angel of the Lord must have been there, and I must have hit him, and he held me back. and then enable me to catch the sides and to push myself back up. It was the angel of the Lord, I fully believe, that kept me from taking another step, for had I taken another step, no doubt I would have fallen all the way down that flight of stairs and hit my head on that concrete at the bottom of the stairs. But the Lord protected me. Another incident that I have was when I was working on a trailer that I had a bunch of things stored in it, and it was leaking, and so I covered the trailer with an old tarp. And then, because of the wind, I put rocks on top of the tarp to help hold the tarp down, and then I had fasteners on the side that would fasten the tarp to the bottom of that trailer that I was putting the things in. And I was tightening one of those corners of the tarp, and I'd forgotten that there was a large rock right above my head. And as I was pulling on the tarp, that large rock slipped off and hit just the edge of my hat and brushed my shoulder. And I looked at it, and it was a large rock. I mean, it weighed maybe 15 pounds. And if it had hit me on the head, it could have caused a concussion, cracked my skull. If it had hit me on the shoulder, it could have broken some bones. And I stood there in amazement and knew the angel of the Lord had protected me and had kept me from being right under where that rock fell. There was no doubt in my mind, and right then and there, I thanked the Lord for His protecting hand. And I thank the Lord for His guardian angel that had protected me and had kept me from being in the way of that large rock that could have done such harm to me. Yes, that's what the Lord says here. He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. How many times I've been protected, and some harm I could have been hurt in some special way, and my hand could have been hurt, or my foot, and I realized the Lord had protected me. Yes, He says, verse 13 of Psalm 91, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The lion and adder. Over in 1 Peter, Satan is spoken of as a roaring lion, walking about, seeking whom he may devour. A roaring lion. Oh, beloved, the believer has victory over Satan through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're told in 1 John chapter 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The child of God is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, who is the representative of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father indwelling the child of God. Romans 8:9 tells us that, for the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of God, and He's called the Spirit of Christ in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9. And so, beloved, the child of God, the individual who has put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, has accepted Him as Savior, is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, who is greater than Satan and all of his hosts, according to 1 John chapter 4. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Verse 1 of that passage of Scripture speaks of the evil spirits, and greater is he that is in you than those evil powers, those demonic powers, the principalities, powers of darkness, forces of evil, spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies, Satan and all of his demons, as Ephesians chapter 6 tells us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. People, many times, we think are our enemy, but people are not the real enemy. The real enemy may use people to try to accomplish his evil purposes, but people are not the enemy. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. These are our enemies, Satan and his demons. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12 tells us that, beloved. And so we see that the lion, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. Satan is called an adder or a serpent. An adder is a serpent. And in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9, Satan is spoken of as that old serpent which deceiveth the whole world. And Satan is a serpent upon which the child of God has the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God and the Spirit of Christ indwelling us, so that we can stand against these evil forces, and having done all to stand, we can see these evil powers defeated. We can see them bound and cast away, and see them driven away from tormenting us, and from laying their evil snares for us to trip us up and to try to bring us under their control. Oh, how wonderful to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And so they shall tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. And again, Satan is spoken of as the dragon in Revelation chapter 12. The great red dragon, another name of Satan. Victory over Satan, beloved, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a privilege to dwell in Christ and to abide in Him. Because Thou hast set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Oh, beloved, that name which is above every name, that name before which every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oh, beloved, what a privilege to know the Lord Jesus Christ and His mighty power. And so God speaking here says, He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Do you experience answered prayer? I remember Dr. John R. Rice years ago in a meeting hearing him say every believer should experience answered prayer every day. And beloved, I thought, boy, I hadn't thought about that, but that's a wonderful thought. And since then, I've learned to see that very truth become a reality in my life and see answered prayer every day of my life. Beloved, my office looks like a tornado hit it, I'm afraid. I'm not very well organized. And I remember Dr. J. Vernon McGee having a little sign on his desk. He had the same kind of desk I have. And it said, a clean desk is an empty mind. So I guess maybe I'm in good company. But we see that the Scripture tells us the Lord will answer our petitions when we're abiding and dwelling in Him. And, beloved, that should be a common experience with believers, answered prayer. I see that every day. How many times in wrestling through my papers and trying to find something, I cry out to the Lord and ask Him to help me, and He opens my eyes, and there it is. And I didn't even see it before. Beloved, answered prayer is such a privilege of the child of God and such a blessing. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. And oh, how many times the Lord has been with me in times of trouble and difficulty. How many times I've seen him come in upon the situation and solve the problem and deliver me from the difficulty that I was in. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And I've experienced people saying kind remarks about me, honoring me when I would serve the Lord and in my service for the Lord because they received a blessing from something that I'd said or done. Oh, beloved, it's all of God. He's the one that does it all, and He's the one that brings about this help and this deliverance and this honor. With long life will I satisfy him. And beloved, I'm going to live forever. I have long life, beloved. I have eternal life. And so does every child of God have eternal life. Beloved, we've already passed from death into life, we're told over in 1 John. We've already passed from death into life. Jesus said in John 11, He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And beloved, I have eternal life. I'm never going to die. Yes, this body, this old earth suit that I wear, it's going to die because it has indwelling sin. Romans chapter 7 tells me that in this flesh there dwells no good thing, and this flesh is under the condemnation and judgment of death. And this flesh is going to die. But, beloved, the flesh is not me. It's just the old body that I live in while walking here upon earth. And there's coming a day when I'm going to be delivered from this old body. I'm going to be liberated from it into the glorious presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, beloved, God has a plan and a purpose and a will for every child of His. And oh, the privilege of being a child of God, the blessing of belonging to the eternal God, being indwelt by the precious Holy Spirit who does the work of salvation. John chapter 3 and verse 6 tells us, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit who enters into our spirit at salvation, Ephesians 1 tells us. And He does the work of salvation and becomes God's seal and guarantee of our salvation. Oh, beloved, this wonderful passage of Scripture made me want to shout as I read it today. And I trust that it has blessed your heart as well. Till next time, goodbye.